Hey, breaking. So have you been following the whole Stephon Gilmore fiasco?
Yeah, he got traded for a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, sixth-round pick, a four-time, like, Pro Bowler going to Carolina. It's kind of a big deal.
That's a pretty big deal. Ooh, that bourbon is, ooh.
Pretty stiff.
That's going to clear me up real good. Got that Florida bourbon that my mom gave me from her vacation on her sister's trip. I cracked it open.
Nice.
Yep, that's going to clear up the throat real good. Yeah, I saw that he was going to get released, and then instead they were going to trade him for a sixth-round pick. And then I saw the Cowboys, they just released Jalen Smith, and the Packers were right away trying to pick his ass up. So.
And Jamie Collins is coming back to the Patriots, so that's kind of a cool deal.
Well, yeah, they need all the help they can get, so. Not they really. Sold that money in free agency for nothing.
Fuck, they almost beat the Bucks.
Yeah, but so did the Falcons. So like,
the Falcons did not come that close. If Nick Folk would have made that kick, they would have had that damn game. I'm still pissed off that on 4th and 3, they didn't just try to go for it and get a first down. Because
how dare you question Bill Belichick?
Here I am on record because, like, that could have changed everything because they were way too far out in a rainy game. But, yeah.
And Nick Folk's not had a hurt leg, too. So, I mean,
yeah. Nick Folk's not Adam Vinatieri, so.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll get to that night game. But right now we got the Jaguars and Bengals, your Thursday night. And Jaguars. Yeah, Burrow lit it up. He had 348 yards, 2 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence, no interceptions, no touchdowns, though. He had 17 for 24, 204 yards, but he did really well. He ran in for a touchdown. He had 36 yards on the ground. And Robinson for them had 78 yards and 2 touchdowns also.
Yeah. You know what the best part about this game was?
The aftermath.
Yep. They were talking on McAfee's show today with Chuck Pagano. They're like, how funny would it be if now Urban Meyer wound up on the COVID list?
Yeah, I saw that quote. Yeah. How funny it'd be when they were talking about it, like, 2 fingers deep in there.
Yeah, he's just 2 fingers deep in a chick who's like younger than us, and his poor wife is at home with the grandchildren. You know, like,
he just had a tough loss in his home in his city. You know,
Urban Meyer's just like, fuck it, I'm ready for USC. Bring on USC. Let's go.
Yeah, I saw all that fun stuff. I guess, like I said, I told you week 6 you get fired.
Dude, we're getting close to week 6 here. I mean, like,
that could
be accurate.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking about when I saw that. I was like, yeah,
I wonder how the Jags practice went today.
They were laughing at him.
I know, that was the other day, but today was like their first practice. So they had like a team meeting about the whole Urban Meyer finger in the butt.
I'm sure Trevor Lawrence is following him no matter what he says, and all the vets are like, dude, you're a dumbass.
Trevor Lawrence is just like, man, I've stuck my finger in a couple of butts before.
I've done it before. I've been at that same bar. I've done the same shit. It's just what you go to that bar, you get a beer, you stick a few fingers in the butt. It's just what you do, guys.
That was one of like the 4 bars Urban Meyer owns up there in Ohio, by the way.
I know.
It's just like, what in the actual fuck?
I mean, they played really well, too, this game. They only lost by 3. Cincinnati came back in the second half to rally to tie the game up and then get the lead in the fourth quarter. CJ Ozma, 2 touchdowns for the Bengals, their tight end. Tyler Boyd, 118 yards off 9 catches. Chase finally did not get a touchdown in a game, but he got 77 yards.
Yeah.
But, the Jags, literally, it was just Chenault Jr. had all the receiving yards. Jones Jr., nothing. Sharks hurt, yeah, so he had nothing. But, yeah, I mean, it was a really good game on both sides of the field. And the field goal kicker for the Bengals didn't miss a field goal. So, I mean, it could have been 27-21.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how the Jaguars' offense works better when they give James Robinson the ball to, like, change up the play calling a little bit.
It's weird when you give your best offensive player the ball. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's just like a no-brainer, you know? Like,
No, it's a brainer. You got to think about it. Shit. Okay, you've thought about it. There you go.
But, yeah, so the Urban Meyer situation might get a little bit stickier And if he gets fired, I don't know who steps in to fill that role for the rest of the year.
Probably defensive coordinator or something. Like, I don't know.
Like, does Charlie Strong just come out? Like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a college coach, too. Throw me a...
No, Khan puts his son down there, Tony Khan, to start calling Tony plays. Khan,
with his assistant head coach being Chris Jericho.
Yes, exactly.
Calling it now. Y2J, baby.
It'd be awesome. And then I guess we'll move on to the football team versus the Falcons. Falcons blow the game away with about 38 seconds left, giving up a 40-ish yard touchdown to J.D. McKissick.
Yep.
It was a 30, sorry. It was 30 yards. On a wheel route. And the guy just dove, flew 7 yards, and went over the pylon somehow. I don't think he made it over the pylon, but whatever. People out in New York thought they did.
The look on your face when that happened was just like such a letdown look.
It was. I knew it was going to happen. I was waiting for it to happen, and it happened. Like, we were going to be 2-2. It was going to be a great start of the South, you know? And no, we're 1-3. Season's over.
Yeah. What do you think of Arthur Smith so far? I'm not a big fan of the guy.
I mean, it's the same Falcons. They can't finish out games. Their first game was awful, horrendous. They've come back. The Bucs game was good till that last quarter. Giants game, they barely beat the Giants. They should have beat Washington. They didn't beat Washington. It's just, I feel like it's going to be the same thing game after game after game.
I'm a big Matt Ryan guy here, but like ever throughout his entire career, they've had a lot of coaching changes from Mike Smith, now to Arthur Smith. They haven't really been able to close games ever with him at quarterback. I don't know if he's part of the problem.
It seems like the play calling itself, though, like he
the play calling has never been great.
Matt Ryan's biggest problem, I'd say, is the red zone. But, like, just running down the clock has always been the fucking coaches. They just don't know how to do – we never have good clock management.
My dad said it best. He's like, I'd rather see them on the 30-yard line than the 20-yard line. It's too true.
Oh, yeah. Heinicke played pretty well, 290 yards, 3 touchdowns. Matt Ryan did okay, 283 yards, 4 touchdowns. Running game, they didn't have one. For the Falcons, Washington, Antonio Gibson, 63 yards and a touchdown. Heinicke also had 43 yards. You got McLaurin out here, Scary Terry, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. McKissick also had a throwaway touchdown. Patterson with 3 touchdowns, 82 yards. And then Ridley, 80 yards, 7 catches.
Then Patterson had a Kyle day. Pitts. Patterson had like a he had like a 40-point fantasy game.
I think it was the top running back in fantasy.
Well, I found something else. You can start Patterson at running back or receiver in fantasy.
That doesn't seem fair.
It does not seem fair. I want to contest those rules.
He's a running back.
As commission, need to do something here.
On the depth chart, he's a running back. Come on.
Yeah, he's kind of an all-around player. It's almost like Taysom Hill. Because you can put him at quarterback, but you know damn well he's going to be running the ball a ton.
Oh, God. That was good. But, yeah. Disappointment. Nothing but disappointment. Next up, we got Houston and Buffalo. Not speaking of disappointment. Buffalo, again, gives up 0 points. I think this is, what, like 8 quarters that they haven't given up any points in?
It's like 8 or 9 quarters. Like, that Pittsburgh game was probably the best thing to happen to them. Because ever since that Pittsburgh game, they've just dominated.
Oh, no, we're completely off. They gave up a touchdown in the fourth quarter against Washington last week. So 4 quarters of they just shut out a team.
Yeah, Houston's like
– they had 5 quarters of shutout football before they played Washington. And then now they have restarted that. But, yeah, Texans are not good.
No, I read that they're trying to trade another player away.
Davis Mills had the worst start.
Dude, I feel worst, bad for that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for him too, but...
He could be a decent quarterback. Not that anybody expects him to be in the pros. But he has, like, nothing outside of Brandon Cooks. I mean, that's a rough road.
He has some solid running backs.
That are, like, 30. And the defense can't do anything. Like, nothing against Mark Ingram or Who's the other guy?
You got Peyton. David Johnson. You got Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, Philip.
Yeah, Lindsay. Rex Burke had the best running back on that team.
In 2017, he was so good. They're just a really weird team. Like, I wonder if Tyrod's going to come back anytime soon.
I wouldn't want to.
He's probably just like, shit, like, I hope they cut me. Like,
I hope I get traded to the Jets.
He's like, I hope I go to, like, Washington or something. Like, I'll compete with Heineke.
Josh Allen, he played pretty well. He had 248 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. But, I mean, he had 41 yards rushing. They won by 40. Yeah. He didn't need to do anything.
Yeah, they did it pretty good. That defense, I can't decide if they're going to beat Kansas City this upcoming week. Because their defense is, like, night and day compared to Kansas City's.
Yeah, you never know, though. Kansas City score 50 points on the best defenses.
Their offenses are pretty even keel, though. So, I guess time will tell, but...
Yeah, Cole Beasley, I picked him up on my fantasy. He only had 16 yards and 2 catches. He was supposed to be a premier Week 4 player this week. Yeah, it's a lie. Yeah. Dawson Knox, 2 touchdowns for 37 yards, and Stephon Diggs had 114 yards. Sanders had 74 yards for Houston. Brandon Cooks is the only notable guy with 47 yards. Run game for Houston, nothing. Run game for Buffalo, you had Singletary, 79 yards. You had Zach Moss with 61 yards and a touchdown. The Bills are good.
The Bills are very good.
And the Texans are very bad. There's nothing really else to say.
Yeah. The Bills, they look even better than last year.
Yeah. They look really scary. Going on to the Bears and Lions, Justin Fields gets his first start, finally. They have a game plan around him, and they win.
He was announced as the starter moving forward now, too.
Yep, he is now the starter.
Until Matt the Red Rocket has back.
Yeah, until he gets sacked 7 times, breaks his collarbone, and never plays again.
Thanks,
Matt Nagy. You tried to save us from this, but you just couldn't hold out long enough.
I still think it's the Bears organization that wants Fields.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing with RG3. Yeah, it was the same thing.
And Matt Nagy's just like, fuck this guy. He's going to push down my throat.
Exactly.
He wants no part.
I think the coach will just has to swallow his pride and be like, all right, fine, let's make this work.
Yeah, hope so for his job.
Yeah, hopefully. Jared Goff, almost 300 yards, 299 with 2 touchdowns. Fields, 209 yards, no touchdowns and a pick. He had 9 yards rushing for... the Lions, Jamal Williams, 66 yards. For the Bears, you had David Montgomery, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. He got injured, though. And then you had Damian Williams with 55 yards and a touchdown for the Bears as well.
So any news on Montgomery's injury? Like, did he tear his knee?
It's like 5 weeks, I think.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought.
It's a knee sprain.
That's not home as bad.
Sometime, but I think it's like I think it's 5 weeks is what they're expecting.
Gotcha.
He had Mooney out there, 125 yards. Robinson, 63 yards. For the Lions, he had Quintez Cephas, 83 yards. He had St. Brown with 70 yards. Khalif Raymond, like I told you last week, again, top 10 receiver, 46 yards, 2 touchdowns. Act like you don't know this man.
Yeah, I still hold.
Goff, he had 2 fumbles that he lost this game to, though. And the Lions, again, keeping games kind of close, but still not winning. Like, they're going to have the best 0-17 season you possibly could have.
Jared Goff is playing better than anybody would have thought.
And he's still 0-4.
I know. It's sad.
Yeah. Good thing I never liked Goff, so otherwise I'd feel bad for him.
Yeah. Not a huge Goff guy, but I feel like he doesn't get a lot of credit for being an average to above average quarterback. Everybody thinks he's just at the bottom of the barrel.
I'd say he's bottom 20.
Bottom 20 out of 32?
Yeah.
Why don't we just accept the fact 25. He's in the 15 to 20 range here? Like,
No. He's at least in the 20s.
Nah. I don't know if I go that far down.
Oh, I will. And I am.
No. No way.
That's
like saying Cam Newton's still a top 5 quarterback.
Cam Newton should be a top 5 quarterback. Come on.
Nope.
I mean, honestly, when you look at it, me looking here real quick, Bengals, I take Burrow over him. Falcons, I take Ryan over him. Bills, I'd take Allen over him. Fields just outdueled him, so, I mean, he's younger too, so I'd take him. Cowboys and Panthers, I don't need to talk about that. You got the Red Rocket. I mean, come on. Colts and Dolphins, Tua, and
actually, 1 second, back up. Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, pretty much interchangeable.
I'd take Sam Darnold. I'd take Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's just in a much better situation.
Well, maybe Jared Goff should have got traded better.
Yeah, like you have to say.
I'm just saying, I can name at least 20 quarterbacks better. But let's – that's a side note. We can get on that topic later if you want to. We got the Panthers and Cowboys up here next. Panthers lose their undefeated streak to the Cowboys, 36-28. It was a good game, though, from them. They came back in the fourth quarter, but they just couldn't seal the deal. Didn't have McCaffrey either, so this was a McCaffrey. If they had McCaffrey, the game could have been different. Who knows? Darnold had 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Prescott, 188 yards and 4 touchdowns because he had your boy Zeke feeding all day, 143 yards and a touchdown. You know, ever since you said he wasn't number one back, he's just been angry and running hard.
He must be listening to the pod.
He must be listening to the, he must be listening to the pod. We'll Sam Darnold, he had 2 rushing touchdowns, which I believe had some in the lead for rushing touchdowns in the league.
Zeke and I can make up for it. He'll just let me manage his money or something.
We'll get over it.
Yeah, we'll let bygones be bygones.
Amari Cooper at 69 yards. Nice. A touchdown. So did Schultz and Wilson and Jarwin. And then for the Panthers, you had good old DJ Moore with 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then you had this man, Braden Zylstra, man out of Concordia College, Minnesota, with 63 yards off of 2 catches with a long of 55. Man, it was undrafted. Man's 28 years old. This is his fourth season. You know where this man's played at? Minnesota, Carolina.
You know what the worst part about this Cowboys team is?
That they're the Cowboys?
That too. But that's just a given. The worst part is they're playing really well, right? And they're probably going to continue to play well unless like Dak goes down. But the moment they get to the playoffs, Mike McCarthy's coaching will show. They will be out of the playoffs very quickly.
I don't think it's just Mike McCarthy. I think it's just the Cowboys themselves. I don't think it has to be the coach.
I'm blaming it all on Mike McCarthy.
I think you have Bill Belichick there. You got Andy Reid. You got Mike Tomlin. And they all screw it up.
No, there's no way. Mike McCarthy jacked the Packers up for like 10 years, dude.
They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, like 12 years ago. 11 years ago. My bad. It's been a while.
I'm just saying, it's just because the Cowboys are the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, I hate the Cowboys as much as the Broncos and the Jets, but they're up there.
Yeah, I also hate the Jets, the worst team historically in football.
They are our rivals.
They're our rivals. Yeah, we'll move on now, though, to the Colts and Dolphins. Colts get their first win of the season. They win 27-17. Carson Wentz looks all right out there. 228, 2 touchdowns.
They also doubled my money.
Yep, they doubled Ben's money. He had a free bet on DraftKings. Win his money back. Yeah, Jacoby Brissett out here, 199 yards, 2 touchdowns. Brissett pissed off that they didn't win. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, 103 yards and a touchdown. Then you had Marlon Mack, 10 carries for only 22 yards. So they were stuffing him pretty hard. Pittman Jr. at 59 yards. And then your man with the 2 touchdowns is Mo Ali Cox, the man out of Virginia Commonwealth.
The tight end.
Mo Ali Cox, yes. For the Dolphins, you had Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki with the touchdowns. Colts finally get a win. We knew that they were going to get a win. They weren't going to go 0-4. And Dolphins were favored by 1.5.
For some reason. Still don't quite understand why.
Even with Jacoby Brissett, everyone gave up on the freaking Colts, I guess. But
well, they're wounded, man. They're a herd unit.
They're hurting. Pascal's playing better, though. You got Pittman Jr. showing that he's a star out there. You got to get Jack Doyle. You got to get him moving out there a little bit more, too.
Yep.
But Colts saving their season a little bit. Their 1-3 looks a lot better than the Falcons 1-3. I can tell you that much.
That's a fair point.
And, yeah, Colts 1-3. Wentz is healthy. Let's see what they can do from here. Moving on, we got the Browns and Vikings, a very low scoring affair between the two. Browns went 14-7. Browns went for two after their first touchdown, and then after that they just kept kicking field goals. Vikings came out early though with their first touchdown off of Kirk Cousins going to Justin Jefferson. Kirk had 203 yards. He also had a pick with that though. And then you had Mayfield, who didn't really play well at all. He had 155 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He just kind of managed the game.
Nick Chubb, Vikes defense is pretty good.
That Vikes defense is very good. Nick Chubb had an even 100 yards. Kareem Hunt had 69 yards, nice, and a touchdown. Dalvin Cook had 9 carries for 34 yards. He's questionable with an ankle injury, though. Jefferson, like I said earlier, he had that touchdown off 84 yards. Thielen had 46 yards, and then for the Browns, you had Rashard Higgins with 63 yards, and then you had Odell with 27 yards, which did not help my fantasy. I still got the win, so it's okay. But come on, could have been better. Apparently, that yeah, Vikings secondary is a lot better than I thought it was going to be this year.
If you want to trade Odell straight up for Miles Sanders, like it can go down today.
Nah. I will not be doing that. Patrick Mahomes, maybe? That's a fair trade.
Not a chance. You're keeping the faith. Nice.
One of these games will break out. I'm waiting for it. He'll do it.
Yeah, one game wonder.
Yeah, this game was just a slow game. It was disappointment. Vikings went on a final drive, and they did not finish it out. Vikings are the best 1-3 team. I know I just said the Colts look better than the Falcons, and this is by far the best 1-3 team in the league. They're going to get an easier schedule.
I got to take a second just to roast this trade offer I got.
Okay.
I got offered Justin Fields and a first-round pick from Mahomes. No fucking way.
Dude, Justin Fields is young. He's going to be a quarterback for 15 years, and he's starting this week.
Pat Mahomes
is Patrick Mahomes starting this week?
Yes.
I don't know. Has he gone through practice yet? You don't know yet.
Back to the action.
He may lose his starting job.
Not a chance in hell. Chad Henne couldn't even hold his jock strap.
But now, looking at the Vikings schedule here, I mean, the schedule lightens up a bit. They play the Ravens in November. Their November looks a little tough, I'll give it that. But then their December looks pretty easy. So this month and December, they need to pick up basically all their wins and hope they steal one or two in December.
When do they play the Packers?
They play the Packers in the 21st of November, and they play them the 2nd of January.
Ooh, yeah, that's late in the year. The Packers are a really good team still. I don't know. Yeah. That's going to be tough games.
Packers are going to be tough, but they got the Lions up. They got the Panthers up. They got the Cowboys up.
Panthers,
all
Cowboys
winnable games. All winnable. All gimme games, really. Then they got the Ravens, which is going to be tough. Chargers, that's basically a gimme. The Packers are going to be a tough one, but they got to win at least one against the Packers. At the 49ers.
What you're telling me of these games, they sound very difficult. They are definitely not gimmies. It's not like they're playing the Jags and the Texans.
These are all gimme games. They play in the NFC. Clearly, the easier conference compared to the AFC, obviously.
I tell you what, the AFC at one point was a lot easier, but now it's pretty competitive.
I mean, it's gotten better, but still. NFC's still NFC's tougher.
Still tough.
Which is why AFC teams – well, that's why AFC teams win the Super Bowl, because they don't have as hard as a schedule.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Exactly. But now let's move on to the Giants and the Saints. You had Daniel Jones out here throwing a smooth 402 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. He gave my main back, Saquon Barkley, 52 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Also gave him 74 yards receiving and a touchdown. That was pretty cool. Famous Jameis, he did okay. 226 yards and a touchdown. Only missed 6 passes all game.
Stuff but bad.
They lost the game in overtime. Alvin Kamara had 120 yards rushing. Taysom Hill had 2 rushing touchdowns and 28 yards. You had, for the receiving touchdown, Juwan Johnson out of Oregon. Callaway and Harris were your 2 lead receivers for the Saints, 74 yards and 52 yards, respectively. And then he had Kenny Golladay, UND alum, 6 catches, 116 yards. I'm sure he wasn't screaming, damn, Daniel, this week. Yeah, also, the speedster John Ross got a big 52-yard touchdown. We love John Ross, so love to see that. The Giants looking—they look pretty good in this game.
They're still the Giants.
They're still the Giants, but all their offensive weapons actually performed. Kyle Rudolph got a catch. Ingram got some catches. You had John Ross, Golladay, Barkley. You got D. Jones not fumbling the ball.
You still have Danny Dimes at quarterback. Until that changes. Until Danny that Dimes changes, just threw 400 yards, though. Yeah.
And Jameis broke 200 yards this game.
The Saints, once again, they're still so freaking inconsistent, by the way. Is one
they
week
lost in
just...
overtime.
I know, but one week they're like super dominant. And then the next week is just like the Saints we expect.
Yeah, it just depends solely on.
I think Jameis needs to see Kamara. He needs to go see his LASIK surgeon and see if there's like a mishap where like every other week it just sputters out.
That might be it.
Yeah, and he's blaming it on the LASIK surgeon.
When is Michael Thomas going to come back?
Like week 8.
Week 8.
Yeah. Maybe he'll just, like, decide, hey, I'm just not going to come back. Trade me. Send me to Green Bay.
He seems like the type of guy to do that, so I don't doubt it.
He is a bit of a diva.
A bit?
Yeah, just a smidge.
Just a smidge. Moving on to your other New York game, you got the Jets versus the Titans, and the Jets win a game. They win 27-24. Against an AFC front runner, the Titans, you had Tannehill, 298 yards and a touchdown. Nothing compared to that Zach Wilson, 297, 2 touchdowns and a pick, though. Yeah,
did Julio play?
Julio did not play.
A.J. Brown didn't either, right?
A.J. Brown did not play as well, but you were playing the goddamn Jets.
Hey, man, I'm with you 110%, but I don't think Tennessee's played a whole drive with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones on the field.
You know who they did have? Jeremy McNichols.
Yeah. Yeah, put him on any other squad. He's a third receiver.
Well, he's a running back.
There you go.
He's the lead receiver.
Yep. Yeah. Out here making changes.
Yeah, Derrick Henry with 33 carries for 157 yards. His 33 carries are 3 more carries than what Tannehill had completions. The Jets did not really run the ball, but they gave Michael Carter a touchdown. Nice. Corey Davis did really well for the Jets, 111 yards and a touchdown. And then he also had Jameson Crowder with a touchdown as well. The Jets, or the Titans, the person that caught the touchdown was Cameron Batson off a 2-yard touchdown. Otherwise, you had McNichols at running back. You had, what's this guy's? Chester Rogers, 63 yards. Josh Reynolds, 59 yards. All people I don't know because I don't watch the Titans. I'm not that deep in their depth chart. But Titans still lost to the goddamn Jets.
I'm just glad.
7.5-point favorites.
I'm just glad the Titans gave the Jets a win here. Like, they're
Matt
probably
Elias
saving
the number
one
overall pick when the Jets can get the second one.
Dude, the fact that the Jets don't have Trevor Lawrence is literally their own fault. Nothing is Zach Wilson, but they shot themselves in the foot.
Because they won a football game?
Yes, because they beat the Rams in week like 15 or 16 last year. It was like a blessing in disguise for the entire AFC East.
That's what you say now until Zach Wilson becomes the greatest quarterback. I've been so high on this Zach guy, I've not shit-talked him at all. He is my favorite rookie quarterback.
I like Zach Wilson.
I don't.
Although he's a fucking Jet, he shows the promise.
I don't like him. I don't think he's that good. But you know what? He just won a football game against the Tennessee Titans, so Jets are on a hot streak now. Let's see if they keep it up.
He plays for the Jets. So don't hold your hopes up too high.
Up next, you got Chiefs and Eagles. And Eagles were trying to keep this game close. They had the lead going into the second. And then the Chiefs were like, yeah, no. Mahomes, 278 yards, 5 touchdowns and a pick. Jalen Hurts at 387 yards and 2 touchdowns. For running, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 102 yards. First time I've seen him have a 100-yard game on my fantasy, so that's pretty cool. He did not get the rushing touchdown, however. That was Darrell Williams. Screw that guy. You had your boy Kenneth Gainwell with the rushing touchdown. He's your boy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Miles Sanders had 13 yards for Ben. And then he had the fantasy performer of the week, Tyreek Hill, with 11 catches, 186 yards, 3 touchdowns. His long was 44. He had 12 targets. He got 11 of them. The next closest receiver is Brian Pringle with 23 yards. The fuck is Brian? I don't know. Or Byron, Byron Pringle.
Yeah, Byron Pringle. How did they not, like, put two guys on Tyreek at all times?
How do you let one guy get 186 yards and the next closest receiver has 23?
That's my point. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Also, you got Devonta Smith with the rookie performance of the week. 7 catches, 122 yards. You had Dallas Goedert, SDSU alum, with a touchdown off of 56 yards. And then you had Greg Ward with the other receiving touchdown. The Eagles, they needed this game to be an offensive showcase, and they did all right for a little bit. And then they just let it go.
Then they showed why they will be number 5 in the NFL draft.
Exactly. It will be Lions. It will be Jets. It will be Jaguars.
Texans
and then Eagles. Yep.
The good old Eagles. I really hope the Texans have their first-round pick this year, because last year Miami had it, and then Miami traded it to the Niners for a king's ransom. Just bizarre.
Well, because Trey Lance is worth that. Future coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. Yeah, North Dakota State almost got beat this weekend, by the way.
Almost. They should have. They should have.
We'll get them next year.
We'll get them next year. It's a hell of a game, though, to go see. But
yeah, it's a good game.
Now going on to your NFC West showcase. You got the Cardinals and the Rams. I told you I was high on the Cardinals. I said the Cardinals were going to blow out the Rams. And they did exactly that, winning 37-20.
In L.A., right?
In L.A. That's Kyler Murray with 268 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 39 yards rushing. Matt Stafford, 280 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He had good old Daryl Henderson with 89 yards rushing for them.
Did Sony Michelle play?
Sony Michelle had 3 carries for 11 yards. They did not run the ball much because they were behind by a lot.
Yeah.
Out of the half. Yeah. James Conner got his first 2 touchdowns of the season with 50 yards carry. And then he had Chase Edmonds with 120 yards off of 12 carries for the Cardinals. You had A.J. Green with a monster 41-yard touchdown. He basically just bullied the guy. And God, he's like, this is my ball. I'm going into the end zone now. You had D-Hop with the 67-yard performance. And they had Max Williams, the tight end out of Minnesota. I don't know if you remember a few years ago. This guy came in the draft 2015. But I don't remember if you – before we were in college, this man had a great clip of him hurdling the defender. It made it all over SportsCenter and everywhere. It was the first time Minnesota was on SportsCenter probably in 100 years. It was a great play, I may add. And he's finally getting his dues paid to him after 6 years of the league.
Rant.
Yeah. Van Jefferson was the lead receiver for the Rams with 90 yards and a touchdown. Then he had Robert Woods with the touchdown as well. Cup, not a great performance this week. 5 catches, 64 yards, no touchdowns. I'm sure they were game planning all around him, though. Tyler Higbee had 4 catches off 36 yards as well. I believe Michelle probably did not run the ball more than 3 times because he had a fumble and he lost it. They're probably punishing him. But Cardinals go on 4-0, your only undefeated team leaving week 4. And they're the best team in the NFC.
They're good right now. I'm telling you, though. The NFC West team is going to just beat the hell out of each other this year. And none of those teams will make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Well, you got the Cardinals going up against the Rams or the Niners next week. And I think they win. I think they beat the Niners easily.
I think they do too. I mean, the Rams are better than the Niners, I think. But I guess it depends too if Trey Lance is starting quarterback or if Garoppolo's back.
Yeah, it'll.
That's a big variable in terms of like the scheming for the defense. That's a pretty big variable.
Yeah. I still think it doesn't matter. That offense is so powerful, you can't stop it.
Yeah. We'll see.
And then going on to your other NFC West showcase, you got the Seahawks and the Niners, and the Seahawks played pretty well. I mean, Wilson, 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Niners, Garoppolo went down. He had 165 yards, a touchdown, the pick. Then you had Trey Lance, who went 9 for 18, 157 yards, 2 touchdowns. You gave Trey Sermon, the rookie out of Ohio State, 19 carries for 89 yards. You then had Alex Collins for the Seahawks with a rushing touchdown and 44 yards. You as well had Russell Wilson with a rushing touchdown, giving him 3 touchdowns on the day. You had Trey Kanyon fumbling the ball for the Niners. You also had an interception by Diggs. I guess, really, receiving-wise, DK Metcalf had 65 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Lockett had a very quiet day. Your other receiving touchdown for the Seahawks came from Freddie Swain. You then have Deebo Samuel with 156 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then the next highest receiver, Juszczyk, 41 yards. So, for a 28-21 win, not a lot of offense happened in this game.
Yeah.
I don't know. And short fields, I guess. A lot of special teams. Special teams win games, so.
I guess. That's nothing to do with defense, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Just the punter for the Seahawks.
Well, the punter for the Seahawks, he punted the ball 8 times for a total of 405 yards with a long of 62. He had 2 touchbacks and 2 inside the 20. That's what you want from your punter, not putter.
That's some damn good punting right there.
That's some damn good punting right there. Exactly.
put some damn respect on his head.
Exactly. CX player, they played really well, though. Wilson, he's shown that he definitely deserved all that money that they gave
him.
Well,
if he wouldn't have taken so much fucking money, they could actually put a team around it.
Yeah, but they didn't put a team around him when he didn't take all that money, so.
Bullshit. They did. They had such a good team. Now their defense is like just Bobby Wagner. That's it.
And that's all you need.
Yeah. You don't want the Legion of Boom. Fuck that.
No, fuck that. Moving on to the other undefeated team that lost this week. You got the Ravens versus the Broncos. Ravens win 23-7. For some reason, the Broncos were a 1-point favorite in this game.
Were they at home?
Yeah, they were at home.
I should have bet this fucking game. Why did I go to North Dakota?
I don't know, man. Lamar had 316 yards and a touchdown. He had Teddy Bridgewater, who went out of the game after the first half with a concussion. He had 65 yards and a touchdown. Then you had your boy Drew Locke out there, 113 yards and a pick, showing why he's not the starter.
Melvin Gordon. Concussed.
Yeah, Teddy got concussed in the first half. I think he may be out for a couple weeks, honestly. He didn't practice. Damn. So we'll see.
There goes the Broncos' winning record.
Exactly. There it goes. Thank God. Melvin Gordon had 56 yards rushing. Yeah, Latavius Murray with a rushing touchdown. Lamar Jackson only had 28 yards rushing this game, but that's all they needed. Marquise Brown had 91 yards and a touchdown. And then your second receiver here, James Porch the second, the receiver out of SMU.
Porch?
Porsche.
Like the car.
Like P-R-O-C-H-E the second.
Interesting. Okay, go on.
Mark Andrews also had 67 yards. And then for the Broncos, you had Noah Fant with the touchdown, 6 catches, 46 yards, sitting on my bench, so that was cool. I didn't need it, though. I dominated my fantasy performance as much as you care.
That's a good place for him. You keep him there.
You keep him there. You keep him on your bench. The controversy coming out of this game, though, was the Ravens needed 4 more yards, I think, to break 100 yards to tie the record for most consecutive 100-yard-plus games rushing. With like 30 some or 40 some. I don't know what the hell the freaking record is. But they ran the ball when they should have kneeled the ball at the end of the game. And the Broncos head coach showed that he's the softest head coach because he's like, that pissed me off. And
oh, Vic like, Fangio?
Yeah, he's like, well, you should have stopped that.
There's
he
nothing
didn't like
soft.
It.
Nothing soft about Vic Fangio. He used to be the D coordinator in Chicago. You can't be soft if you coach there.
But he was all pissed off, and Harbaugh's like, I don't care. Okay.
Harbaugh's like, fuck yeah, I'm getting back on the plane.
Get back on the plane, and I'm keeping this record. Go fuck yourself. But yeah, I mean, Ravens win this game, a game that they should have been favored in. I don't know why people still sleep on the Ravens every single year. It's like, oh, they're not going to be that good, and then they're that good. So
this is just like the Colts game we were talking about where the Dolphins were favored by like a point or a point and a half. Because they automatically give them three if they're at home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, Denver being undefeated, like I said last week, they were the fakest undefeated team left.
Yeah, Denver so, for sure. The Panthers, they were pretty – I mean, they didn't play very good teams, but at least, like,
they're better than Denver.
Like, they're better than Denver, and they played really well. But, I mean, Denver's quarterback went out, and I don't think Denver wins the game, the tough games, but I think Denver wins most games. And they probably make it like a wild card playoff.
Maybe.
But I hope not. They'll probably beat the Steelers here if Lamar's back.
I think just about anybody's going to beat the Steelers right now.
They'll beat the football team. They'll probably beat the Cowboys because the Cowboys are going to lose to somebody that they shouldn't lose to. They'll beat the Eagles, the Lions, maybe the Bengals. And then they'll probably go on a 3-game losing streak ahead of the wild card playoff and lose.
Yeah. You know, if Vic Fangio ever just decides to get sick of it, you know what he can do to solve his problem, right?
What?
Go out to the club and stick a finger up some young chick's butt.
Stick two fingers up a girl's butt.
That's how much confidence the Broncos organization has in him as a coach.
We guys want to play ball? Well, let's play ball. We now got the Packers and Steelers. Packers win this one 27-17. Going to the half, Packers were up 17-10. You had Big Ben out here right away who threw a big touchdown to Deontay Johnson for a 45-yard touchdown. He had 92 yards and a touchdown. Big Ben had 232 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. He then had Aaron Rodgers out here who is just balling, 248 yards and two touchdowns, giving Mike Tomlin a little wink as he's running by.
That was the coolest shit. He was talking about that on McAfee show yesterday. About that play and how there's rumors that he might be a Pittsburgh Steeler next year.
He's still under contract, though.
Dude, no, here's the deal. So, like, the Packers are in a weird spot because they have Rodgers under contract for, like, two more years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the word is that they made a deal with Rodgers that after this year, if he wants out, they'll trade him. And then the other kicker to that is Devontae Adams is a free agent. So, you know, if Rodgers leaves, Adams is gone.
You got Adams, so like, Claypool, Juju. You got Najee.
They probably have to give up Juju and upgrade to Devontae Adams. Not saying that's a bad deal, but can you imagine?
Oh, no. Juju for Devontae Adams. We saw Deontay Johnson, James Washington, and fucking Chase Claypool. Oh, no.
With Mike Tomlin coaching that team and a stout defense, they'd be back on the map.
For one game in this game, Najee Harris had a touchdown. He had 62 yards for the Packers. You had A.J. Dillon out there with 81 yards. He was plowing over people. And then you had Aaron Jones with only 48 yards. You had Aaron Rodgers out here with a touchdown. He also gave Randall Cobb two touchdowns off of 69 yards. Nice. Devontae Adams, man, we were just talking about, had 64 yards. I already talked about Deontay Johnson. But what I did not talk about was how James Washington had 69 yards. Nice. That's what we like to see. Steelers fall to 1-3 and
not 68, not 70. We need 69.
We need 69 yards. At least one player per team should have 69 yards every game. I don't care if that's the quarterback. I don't care if that's a running back. I don't care if that's a receiver.
Pittsburgh's in a rough spot here because it's like, what if Roethlisberger decides after this year, fuck it, I'm still not hanging it up. Like, Like, what do you do? Cut him? He's like one of the best quarterbacks in franchise history. You think they'd actually cut him?
I mean, I think they do what they think is best for him and his health is what they say. And they're like, well, we just really want to protect him from himself.
We want to protect him from himself. By the way, have fun in Houston, motherfucker.
Exactly. Trade him over for Deshaun Watson straight up.
Oh, dude. That'd be Bill O'Brien would have to be back in there running an operation.
We now moving on to your Sunday night game. Hello. It's the Bucks and Pats. Bucks win 19-17. Brady, awful. No touchdowns.
Awful bullshit field goal. Awful game by ass. He had a good game. Belichick just knew not to give him a single coverage at the snap.
He had about 51% completion rating off of 269 yards. You know who played better than that? Mac Daddy Jones. 275 yards, 31 for 40, 2 touchdowns and a pick.
Mac was on the right side. He's on the side of the genius.
You know who played even better than that? Jacoby Myers, 2 for 2, 45 yards.
And by the way, have you ever seen That's My Boy?
No.
Okay, so it's this really funny movie with Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. It's been out for like 10 years. Rex Ryan's in that movie, and he's supposed to be like the guy who's going to help Adam Sandler not go to jail for his tax evasion. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Rex Ryan's there, and like all of a sudden, like Adam Sandler smacks some things off his desk, and Rex Ryan has a bobblehead head of Bill Belichick. He's like, "Don't touch the genius." So I need to get a Bill Belichick bobblehead.
Rushing the Bucks, he had Fournette with 92 yards. Ronald Jones had a rushing touchdown. The big problem with the New England Patriots this game, they had a total of -1 rushing yards. Your lead rusher was Nelson Aguilar.
It's a rough day. Rough day at the office.
It's a rough day. Harris had -4 yards. Mac Daddy had -1 yards. Receiving, though, you had Mike Evans out here, 75 yards. A.J. Brown – or Antonio Brown, fuck, 63 yards. Chris Godwin, 55 yards. Pretty good day by them. Just no touchdowns in the air. You had Jacoby Myers, 70 yards. You had good old Kendrick Bourne, who went off in the first half, had 5 catches at 58 yards, and then did not do anything for my DraftKings lineup to make me any goddamn money.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Way she goes.
You have Hunter Henry. He got his first touchdown in New England, 4 catches and 32 yards, and then you have Jonnu Smith with a touchdown as well.
Yeah, that dynamic duo is starting to come into motion here.
That dynamic duo. The Bucks went off of suck up, kicking 4 for 5 field goals, an extra point, and Nick Folk missing the game-winning field goal off the left upright from 56 away with downpouring rain on 4th-and-3 with a minute left in the game. Even though, but Brady probably would have drove down the field anyways.
Maybe that's a chance we would have taken here.
There's a chance. Like, I mean, there's a higher chance you win the game if you make the field goal than when you don't make it. I give you that.
I literally I couldn't watch that play. Like, I put my head in my hands because I'm like, he's gonna fuck this up. And then I look up, the kick's in the air, and then all I hear is just a big doink. And I'm like,
booming doink.
Oh, I was like, and the fact is the Bucks were favored by like 5.5 in this game, so you would have won some money betting on the Patriots with the spread.
If only, dude.
God damn it. They play a lot better than I thought they would. I'll put it that way. I think everybody thought the Bucks would come in here and just beat their ass, which I didn't think would happen, but it was a really good defensive football game.
It was, yeah. I mean, with the rain and everything, it kind of just...
It was a very Foxborough-like environment with the rain.
Yeah.
That just added to it.
Whoops.
What are you typing? You typing a novel or what?
Yeah, I was just writing down some of the Week 5 while you were going off on your rant about the Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots are still coming for them. Buffalo better hang on.
Yeah, okay. If they even make the playoffs.
We're coming for you. Get ready for Mac Daddy.
The first time in 20-plus years that the Patriots haven't made the playoffs in 2 straight years.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Some stupid ESPN stat. The last time this happened was in 1968 and 69.
It's just like the last time this happened, Mac Jones was a child.
No, he Mac Jones was a child when Brady was playing. So
I don't even think Mac Jones was born
the last Mac time. Jones was in his father's straight. Balls when the last time that this happened.
He was still swimming to the finish line.
Let's go on to our final game of the week. You have the Vegas Raiders against the Chargers. This was the last undefeated team, my bad. Good game. Chargers were up 21-0 going to the half. The Raiders, they've won every game when they were trailing. Like, they've trailed in every single game. And two of the games, they were trailing by 14 points. They score 14 points in the third and actually make this look like, oh, God, this could happen. And then the Chargers, they get a iced touchdown in the fourth quarter and just win the game, basically. Yep, Derek Carr out here.
I was really pissed off at this game.
Yeah, I was really wanting a higher scoring game.
They didn't go over. And if they would have went over, David, I would have won some money.
I would have won $10.
No, no, no. I would have won like $80.
God damn it.
Motherfucker.
Derek Carr had 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. Herbert had 222 yards and 3 touchdowns. Eckler ran all over, 117 yards and a touchdown.
He was that 117 all-purpose, right?
No, that was just rushing. He had another 28 yards receiving and a touchdown. Yeah. So he had 145 yards all-purpose.
He had a big day.
Big day for Eckler. Good running back pickup for any fantasy team.
Yeah.
Jacobs did not have much of a run game. But, I mean, you're down 21-0 and a half. You're not going to really run the ball. Ruggs pissed
everything in his hands.
This one pissed me off. Ruggs missed like 3 passes off of pass interference calls that were deep passes that would have made me money off of DraftKings. However, every single time it's a penalty. I don't get yards for that. That's some bullshit. We need to talk to whoever's in charge of fantasy and fix that right now because I deserve the goddamn points.
I think that's what you were typing when I was on my rant. You're just like typing this nice little letter to DraftKings like, hey,
fix it.
We need to fix this shit.
Darren Waller had 50 yards and a touchdown, and Hunter Renfro had 45 yards and a touchdown off the China route. They were really talking about that on the broadcast. Jared Cook had 70 yards and a touchdown. Eckler had a touchdown, as we talked about. And, of course, you have Donald Parham Jr. with the touchdown, the second-year vet out of Stetson.
Stetson?
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck that is, but Stetson.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Stetson? We need a quick Google search here. Stetson.
Stetson
University. This must be what people...
It's in DeLand, Florida.
This must be what people say about Concordia. Like, we were talking about Concordia in Minnesota because we know exactly where it's at. The other states in the United States are probably like, what the fuck is a Concordia?
What the fuck is an Ancordia? An accordion.
Ancordia. So,
DeLand, Florida is just north of Orlando.
Ah, nice. That's close enough to go see the Magic lose some games.
Yes, exactly. So now we will go on to our week 5 picks. Ben beat me 12-9. Kind of upset. So we are now tied 2-2. This is not looking good. I would much rather me be up 4-0 by this point. But...
You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You hear me?
Yeah, hello? I kept cutting out there.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I can hear you.
Right.
Okay. So we'll start out here. I'll finish typing these out here in a bit. Your Thursday night game, it's the NFC West matchup. You got the Rams at the Seahawks. Rams are 2.5-point favorites. I got to go with the Rams.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams here, too. That's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be high scoring.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. You now have the Jets and Falcons. Falcons are a 3-point favorite. I got Falcons.
That means on a neutral field, these guys are just even money. I'll take the Falcons with a hope and a prayer. They're next playing up, in London, aren't they?
They are. It is a neutral playing field.
Oh. That means they think the Falcons are better than. Okay, yeah, interesting. We'll see how this works out.
Next up, you got Packers at Bengals. Packers are a 3-point favorite. I got Pack. Actually, you know, who do you got?
I'm going to take the Packers here, but I think the Bengals have a really good game. I think it's close. A three-point spread, I don't know if I'd even take that. I bet that drops to a two by game time.
I'll take the Bengals. I'll take the upset. They're at home. They just upset Jacksonville. You'll see good old A-Rod out there.
Because none of us expected the Bengals to beat Jacksonville.
We'll see A-Rod over at Urban Meyer's fucking bar.
Yeah.
Next up, you got Lions at Vikings. Tickets as low as $31 to go to US Bank Stadium. Vikings are 9-point favorites. I got the Vikings easily.
I'd take the Vikings, but I would take the Lions plus 8.5 here.
Yeah. Next, you got Broncos at Steelers. Steelers are a 1-point favorite.
And Drew Lock's playing, right?
As of right now.
I'll take Pittsburgh. We got to get something going here, right?
Yeah. I also want Pittsburgh. Next, you got Dolphins at Bucks.
Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks, 100%. Bucks are 10-point favorites. I'd still take them for the favorite, too.
Yeah.
Saints at football team. And football team, or Saints are 2-point favorites.
Damn, that's a tough one. Depends on what Saints come to play, so I'll take Washington.
All right, well, I'll take the Saints then. Give me that easy victory. Thank you.
I don't think that one's necessarily easy.
That's easy enough for me to pick. Eagles at Panthers. Panthers are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Panthers all day.
Yeah, same. I got Panthers too. Next up, we have Titans at Jaguars. Jags coming off a tight loss last week. Titans are 4.5-point favorites, but they did just lose to the goddamn Jets, Ben. Who would you like this week?
I'm taking the Titans strictly because Urban Meyer put his fucking fingers up a chick's ass. So the locker room's gotta be just confused.
That might be the turning point that this franchise needed. To just project him to 13-4, and that girl becomes a goddamn cheerleader for them.
That's the rally cry right there.
Yeah, I also got the Titans. Jags are winning. Next up, yeah, Pats at Texans.
Yeah, we're going to take the Patriots.
Yeah, taking the Patriots 100%. After that, we got Bears at Raiders. And the Raiders are a 5.5-point favorite. This is Fields' first start against the Raiders defense, which is looking pretty good, but I wouldn't call it an elite defense.
No, it's not. It's not quite elite by any means. I will take the Raiders on this one, but if I was going to take that with the spread, I'd probably take Chicago plus 5.
I'll take the Raiders. I think they won by a touchdown.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Browns at Chargers. Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite.
That's a game of the week. I'll take the Chargers.
All right. Well, then, tell you what, I'll take the Browns then, just to make it interesting. Next up, we have Giants at Cowboys.
God damn.
Whew. That whiskey fucking burns, doesn't it?
Fuck, I swallowed it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, when you swallow half the glass, I would call that swallowing it wrong as well.
Which game are we on?
We're at Giants at Cowboys. Cowboys are 7-point favorites.
Yeah, Cowboys, but do not fuck with that spread.
Yeah, Cowboys, but watch the Giants win. Next up, we got 49ers at Cardinals.
Yeah, Cards.
But they're playing the NFC West, Ben.
I know. You're taking what I was saying out of proportion, though. What I'm saying is, I know. All of these teams in the NFC West are so fucking good that they're just going to hammer each other all year. Playoff time, it won't matter. They'll be just worn down.
All right. Here's your Sunday night game. Bills at Chiefs. I'm taking the Cardinals, 100%.
Okay.
I believe the Cardinals go undefeated.
I'm making sure you're on the same train I'm on here. Let's go.
Yeah. Next up, we got Bills at Chiefs.
Ooh.
Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites.
So, two things on this. Because I'm on DraftKings right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to take the Bills on this one, but you can also bet the Bills at plus 125 straight up.
That's not bad.
Maybe make some money. I don't know if I touch that game, though. It's going to be a rough one.
Okay, you're taking the Bills. See, I want to take the Chiefs. Oh, gosh.
I just think that Bills' defense is good enough to hold the Chiefs down a little bit. Yeah, their offense is, like I said earlier, it's kind of like a wash.
Well, my only problem is that if I take the Chiefs, I either have to take the Colts from the Ravens, because I know you're going to pick the Ravens in the Monday night game, or I have to switch one of these games, and the only game I think I would switch would maybe be the Panthers at Eagles. But I don't want to do that, so I'm going to say Bills, and I'm guessing we're both taking – yeah, Colts at Ravens, Ravens 7-point favorite. I'm guessing you're taking Ravens.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could take the Seahawks rather than the Ravens.
You could do the Chargers instead of the Browns.
I know. I don't want to do that, though. I did the Chargers instead of the Browns. The three games we have different are the Packers at Bengals, the Saints at football team, and Browns at Chargers. Those are the
– That's what I just said.
You're saying change my Browns to the Chargers. And
yeah.
Nah, that's okay.
You can always go ahead.
I like my picks.
You could take the Jets or something.
I just want to have more different games than you, but you know what? Whatever. Fuck it. It's week 5. 3 picks is good enough. We just need an odd number, so.
Take the Jets, you know?
Take the Jets. If you take the Jets, I'll take the Seahawks.
No, that's not even close to a fair trade. We're betting on the Toilet Bowl 2.0 this week. With the Jets and Falcons, it just happens to be over in London. You know how bad that must be? Like, London's just craving football. They're just like, here you go. We got two of our shittiest teams. Enjoy it. They probably sell it out.
You think that they put down the actual, like, records for these teams? Come on.
Oh, absolutely. Rodgers just like, watch them eat it up. We're going to just be talking about it for weeks.
They don't tell them that they're 1-3, though. They said the elite AFC East contender Jets and the NFC South contender Falcons clash at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London.
Three-time MVP, 12-year vet, Zach Wilson.
Just a quick reminder for everyone also, the Jets and Falcons game is an 8:30 game, so I will not be watching that.
But David, it's your team.
It's at 8:30 in the morning. I'm not waking up to watch some garbage football.
That's not even that early, man. You gotta show some support.
No, they don't deserve it. Win a game.
Support the squad.
If they win a game, maybe I'll wake up at 8:30 the next time they play in London.
Yeah, they used to send the Jags over there. What happened to that?
I think the Jags won so many times.
The Jags used to play like 4 games a year there, actually.
That's because they want to bring the Jags over there.
And then the cons were just like, fucking hold on. Duval's going to be Jags territory. Hold the line. $3 billion. Cons like, here's $3 billion. We're in Duval County. We ain't going fucking nowhere.
This week's games to watch are Packers at Bengals, Saints at football team, Browns at Chargers. Yeah, any closing statements? I would just like you to tell me how much I was right with the Cardinals being the best team in football. I would like you to shower me in praise. Hey, I've been saying that all year.
Throwing it out there.
It's not like something I said last week. Not like something I said week 3. It's something I said week fucking 1.
We're 4 weeks in, which isn't a lot yet.
Best team in football.
They might be right now, but the Rams were last week, so watch the Cardinals get beat this week.
I don't think that they were. I think the Cardinals were a better team last week, and they showed it. They beat them.
I'm saying this week, if they get beat, we both have cake on our faces.
They won't.
They're a good team, but I don't think they're the best team.
Best team, without doubt. Better than Chiefs. Better than the Bucks.
Nope.
Bucks are lucky that they're not 2-2.
And you can't forget about Belichick, the genius, man. You can never discount
Bucks. Bucks are lucky they've even won a game this year. They barely beat the Cowboys off a game-winning drive. They barely beat the Falcons off of a 17-point second fourth quarter.
They won by 23 points. Retiring that argument right
they
now.
They barely beat the Patriots off a missed game-winning field goal. You have three things go different in this in the last 4 weeks, and they're 0-4.
We need a lot. Yeah, that's like saying, hey, man, four things go different for the Cardinals. They're 0-4. Fucking
Cowboys. Okay, so Falcons, a bit much of a reach. I'll get that. Okay, Cowboys, you have one. You get that last drive. That gets a three and out. Patriots, they make that field goal, have a defensive stand. Rams decimated them.
Yeah.
Maybe 1-3, but you could still see a scenario where they're 0-4.
I don't see that scenario.
I'm saying that they're just pretenders, man.
They're not pretenders. They're still a good team. They're going to make a run again. Especially when the NFC West just beats each other down so hard. They don't even want to play Bama.
They have the NFC South with the Saints and Panthers.
The Saints are nothing, and the Panthers are like an above-average team.
The Panthers' defensive line is going to bully Tom Brady. You wait and see. But all right, we're at 65 minutes, so we should end it here.
Bet money.
Yeah, so, I'll think about it. All right, talk to you
later. All right, later.